Some government websites are changing what they say about the environment, and a group of researchers is keeping track. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers in the U.S. and Canada are continuing to back up scientific data from federal agencies in the U.S. They're keeping a close eye on how information is changing on federal websites like the EPA and the Department of Energy, and they're also watching other federal agency sites. They've been finding that changes are happening. One of the groups heading up this effort is called the Environmental Data and Governance Initiative. Tolly Rinberg is a member of the group's website tracking committee. Hello.
Hi.
You've just come out with a report on changes to the Government Accountability Office website on the management of federal oil and gas resources. What have you seen change there?
This change happened a few weeks ago, and we've seen introductory paragraphs that now focus more on job creation and economic benefits of oil and gas production, and we've seen removals of sections on environmental and public health risks of shale and oil and natural gas production.
Your group submitted a Freedom of Information Act request to the GAO about these changes. What kind of response did you get?
Essentially, they responded by saying we have no records responsive to your request, but they did say that this is part of their standard procedure to update websites. Every 2 years, GAO will write a report on their high-risk programs. So this isn't, you know, a surprising thing necessarily, but I think the value of us looking at the comparison and the difference between these pages allows someone to analyze that and say, you know, what is the trend here? So I want to emphasize that it's not like, you know, like we caught the Government Accountability Office or something like that. That's not our intent at all. We just believe it's revealing and useful to be able to compare the difference.
What other kinds of changes have you noticed in the past few months across other agencies?
We saw an EPA initiative that used to be called Climate Ready Water Utilities, now called and renamed to Creating Resilient Water Utilities. And on that page, all 19 mentions of the word climate were removed, replaced with terms like extreme weather or resilience. In the State Department, for example, as an Office of Global Change under the Bureau of Oceans and International Environment Scientific Affairs, we saw mentions of greenhouse gas emissions removed and terms like adaptation, sustainable landscapes introduced.
How do you track these changes?
So we have a software that's looking currently at 25,000 pages across the DOE, EPA, NASA, NOAA, other agencies, and we have a great team of analysts that are putting in hours during the week looking at these changes. So the software will flag that something has changed on the website, and these analysts screen through hundreds of changes and basically say, is it significant or not? Once that happens, we decide that the significance is high enough, and we write a report and send it out to journalists.
Why is this important to you? Why are you doing this?
Showing the public how websites are changing is important because there are hundreds of millions of federal websites that the public can have access to, but simply cannot go through them.
There's also this effort to back up data, not just so that we can see if there are changes that are made by the White House or by other agencies, but also to say, oh, we need backups of these data because some of these systems are fragile.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, I think behind all this is this longer-term effort to establish systems that will last for years.
Tolly Rinberg is a member of the group Environmental Data and Governance Initiative. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In an email, Chuck Young of the GAO says these pages were changed because they updated their annual high-risk list. Young says they make those changes on a regular basis. He says the GAO does not report to the White House, but is an office that answers to Congress. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.